Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash with you as we get ready to talk some basketball on the Saturday morning show as we take you through the 9 o'clock hour here today. As always, let's take a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead what's coming up today. First of all, boys basketball last night, one of the games you heard here on KGYM. It was Cedar Falls topping Xavier last night, 71-60 over at the Xavier gym. Jack Campbell with a big night, the future Hawkeye linebacker with 25 points and 8 rebounds. And Davis Wagner also with a big night for Xavier as he had 20-plus points for the Saints. Also last night, Hempstead beat Jefferson 62-56. It was Western Dubuque with a big fourth quarter, topping Washington 69-52. Kennedy, a big win over Dubuque Wallert, 79-39 last night at Kennedy. Another game you heard here in KGYM, it was Iowa City West topping Linmar by 57-55. Waterloo East came from behind and knock off City High 62-59. And Waterloo West goes to 6-2. They beat Liberty last night 50-47. WOMAC Conference boys scores from last night. Central DeWitt gets by Marion 75-72. It was Beckman over Mount Vernon 50-46. Maquoketa remains unbeaten over Benton Community 72-67. Center Point Urbana all over Williamsburg 63-38. It was Vint Shelsburg over Independence 53-46. Solon with the minor upset over West Delaware 53-50 last night. And Clear Creek Amana big over South Tama 72-49. Girls basketball from last night. Kennedy with a road win up at Wallert, 52-39. Also last night, Washington with a road win over Western Dubuque, 61-52. Hempstead topped Jefferson by 10, 65-55. We'll talk about this one coming up as Cedar Falls beat Xavier last night, 57-46. Prairie went on the road, beat Dubuque Senior, 54-36 last night. Also a game you heard here on KGYM, it was Iowa City West over Linmar, 64-47 in the front half of that doubleheader. City High, more of a struggle than a lot of people thought, but they win it over Waterloo East 74-63 last night. And Waterloo West, big over Liberty by a score of 61-23. WOMAC girls scores. Marion, they were behind by a point in the second quarter, but came back to beat Central DeWitt by a score of 64-42. It was Western Dubuque, or check that, West Delaware over Solon, 52-45. Center Point Urbana over Williamsburg, 62-22. Maquoketa over Benton Community, 51-38. Clear Creek Amana gets by South Tama, 47-36. It was Mount Vernon over Beckman, 34-29. And Vint Shelsburg beats Independence, 53-46 last night. Women's college basketball, Illinois State beats UNI by a bucket over in Normal, 66-64. And in hockey last night, the Rough Riders big over Muskegon 4-1. Coming up today in wrestling, the Linmar tournament going on over at the Linmar gym, just getting underway moments ago. Marion, Xavier, and Linmar among the teams over there. Iowa City West having their tournament today as well down in Iowa City. Jefferson and Washington among the teams over in Van Horn at the Eckenrod, hosted by Benton Community today. And also, Kennedy, Prairie, and City High are headed off to the Ames Invitational in Central Iowa today. Swimming, Linmar hosting their Invitational today as well. That will include the Lions over there. The battle for Biff today, it'll be West Des Moines Valley at Cedar Rapids, Washington, and that one will go off at 12:30 at the Warrior Pool. Kennedy is at the Dubuque Hempstead Invitational coming up today, and Jefferson is at the Des Moines East Invitational coming up today. And one girls basketball game, a big one. City High is over at Waukee in a major top 10 5A battle over there. It'll be interesting to see how that one will play out today. Men's college basketball, Iowa State hosting Kansas. We got that at 3 o'clock for you in 1600 a.m. today over in Ames. That one should be a wild one. Southern Illinois is in Cedar Falls. Take on UNI tonight. We'll have that for you at 7 o'clock, also on 1600 a.m. And also coming up today, as far as men's college basketball is concerned, it will be Illinois Valley at Kirkwood. That will be at 3 o'clock. Women's college basketball, Iowa State is at Kansas for a 1 o'clock game today. Marshalltown is at Kirkwood for a 1 o'clock game. Coe is on the road at Martin Luther College. And a doubleheader action, Mount Mercy will host Peru State coming up today. And Cornell will be at St. Norbert. So that is the way that the schedule looks today. We'll take a break, come back, talk some basketball with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word HUGE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text HUGE to 797979. Text HUGE to 797979.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10. Valid through 1/5/19.
What do you talk about with your friends? The last mushy romance book you read? Or last night's thrilling come-from-behind buzzer beater? Tomorrow's conversation starter begins right here. This is Iowa State Cyclone Basketball on the Cyclone Sports Network.
This afternoon, the Cyclones are hosting Kansas. Coverage begins at 3 o'clock here on the Gym. 1600 AM, KGYM.
Alabama, Clemson. The College Football Playoff National Championship, presented by AT&T. Coverage begins Monday, January 7th at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
You know, Trey, this time of year is tough.
Why is that, Mike?
Because there's not enough time to keep up with all the football and basketball drama. You know, I lean toward football.
Well, maybe because you live and breathe football or because you played in the NFL. I mean, those are wild guesses I'm taking.
Nope. Because footballs look like giant California almonds, and I love California almonds.
I did not see that coming.
They're packed with 6 grams of energy, giving protein, and they're easy to take on the go.
That's probably why football is America's favorite sport.
So grab a handful of California almonds and own every day of the season.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM at 9:11. As we're back with you here on the Coach's Corner, we've got a great lineup coming up for you later on today. We'll start things off at 3 o'clock on 1600 AM. It'll be Iowa State men's basketball, Cyclones, and the Kansas Jayhawks. Don't have to say a whole lot more than that. Hilton will be rocking today. That one should be a whole lot of fun. And then on the FMs, we've got the NFL wild card games for you, starting with Indianapolis and Houston, followed by Seattle and Dallas. Those will be on the FMs. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, we'll join up with the Panther Network for Southern Illinois and UNI on 1600 AM. So we got pro football covered, and we got college basketball covered today for you. Going to start things off talking girls basketball. Tom Lilly here, the head girls basketball coach for the Xavier Saints. Xavier still off to a great start on the season, despite the loss last night up at Cedar Falls. And two of your three losses to the Tigers. It was a weird scheduling snafu last night. You had you guys playing Cedar Falls already for the second time, and West and Linmar played for the second time last night, so it was a little unusual, but hey, you play who they put down on the paper, right?
Well, yes, you do, and at some point in time, with the Mississippi Valley and the way they do their scheduling, and every 2 years you get this rotation thing going, and we've had situations where, for example, we've played Cedar Falls, maybe just once during that season, but played them, back to back up at, say, their place.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of one of those things. And this year, you know, we have Linmar, we have City High, and we have, you know, Cedar Falls as our crossover games. And ours tends to fluctuate more so because, you know, we're not quite a public city school rivalry with, you know, Jefferson and Wash and Kennedy always playing each other twice. And then you've got, you know, City West and so on and so on. So, you know, we tend to fluctuate from every 2 years. So Cedar Falls is pretty solid, and to lose to them is no shame.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the playing City High at Cedar Falls twice this year. But you don't know how it's going to play out several years ahead of schedule.
You never know that, and I know that the ADs work really hard, and you know, but that schedule is – you know, if I had to guess, I think that's been out there and set for quite a few years in advance.
Yeah, it has been. And, well, you held them 10 below what they had just ahead of Christmas. So defensively, you had to be, I think, fairly satisfied last night. But then they clamped down the defense a little bit, too.
Yes, they did. And, you know, it was a five-point game at half. And you know, they're two better players where I think they had 5 and 4. And so you're looking at yourself going, you know, make it a basket here or there. And it's a little different game. But, you know, they're Green kid and the Barney kid, two guard courts. I just think that, you know, I like to look around and see what's out there. I know there is solid kids, but those kids are tall and rangy and very strong physically and take a lot of pride in their ability to defend you and make you take difficult shots. And, you know, we told our kids in the third quarter they held us to 5, and it was just because of I'm sure, things that their coach said at half. They came out with a lot of intensity, put us in a situation where, you know, we were taking some difficult shots and you know, credit to them, and you know, we still have to continue to try to, you know, figure out how to, you know, maybe be a little bit more patient offensively and not feel like we have to score. You know, once you have the ball in your hands, you know, we always ask our kids if you like offense or you want to be on defense all the time. So when you have the ball, why don't you just keep it for a little while? And you know, we're getting a little better with that from time to time, but you know, there are also times where, you know, sometimes players think that, you know, this is their moment to shine and this is their opportunity to be successful for their team and for their teammates. And, you know, you never know.
And you have a very young team. And it's kind of like Emily and the and the underclassmen out there with one senior, with Emily Jasper. But like I said, there's a lot of people learning on the fly for you guys this year.
Well, it is, and the thing about it, when you play a lot of young kids and you bring them up and everything is somewhat new, and, you know, every day we go to practice, you know, we talk to, you know, assistant Stephanie, and we try to figure out what we need to work on, and the list is really long, and we have to, you know, try to figure out, you know, where we're at and what's important. And hopefully by the end of practice, you know, the kids will walk off and know, you know, what the emphasis was for today. And I think that we kept, like, for example, we emphasize, you know, blocking out and rebounding. And we still didn't do a great job of it, but I think percentage-wise we got bodies on people at a much higher rate. And I think that that helped us because when we played them the first time, they really – crunches on the offensive boards. And but, you know, of course, you know, teams are going to probably shoot better at their home gym. A Green struggle at our place with free throws, and they were 16 for 18 or something from the free throw line. And in fact, we shot some free throws, but they had 4 fouls each half and playing a very aggressive man-to-man style. And you know, sometimes it goes that way.
Sometimes it does go that way. And starting things off, we can talk about Emily Jasper, the lone senior you have. Senior night will not take long this year.
It'll be a quick thing. But you know, she is just a very special person, and we're really happy to have had her with us in our program for 4 years, and she's been a varsity player and a captain this year, and You know, it's kind of a quiet leader, just kind of a quiet individual, but with a great personality and a great smile. But she works the rebounding aspect as well as any player we, you know, have ever had. And you know, for her size and pound for pound, she is in there battling kids that are much taller than her. And we just can't say enough. And she leads by example. And it's just one of those things that, you know, you certainly like to have, you know, more seniors, but it just didn't work out for us with the senior class. You know, it takes a lot of courage to be, you know, a lone senior, I think, and you're looking around and not seeing any of your classmates. But she's, I guess, adopted, you know, all our youngsters, and realistically they look up to her and they respect her a lot.
They do. Well, and the thing about Emily is there isn't a situation she hasn't been in between volleyball and basketball in 4 years, and that's the person you want out there kind of steadying the ship a little bit.
Well, she's very experienced in the world of competition, and, you know, you throw her tennis in there as well, I just think that, you know, as an athlete and a three-sport athlete and successful at all those particular venues. And I just think that, you know, basketball is a tough sport. And realistically, you have to find time to, you know, hone your skills, practice your craft, so to speak. And I just think that it's kind of one of those things that she has split her time in all those particular sports. And, you know, where people have specialized and done those things, she's found a way to, you know, get in enough time and all the things that she does and puts in special work. And, you know, there'll be times where she'll leave practice and go to Elmcrest and you know, hit tennis balls. And, you know, this year, you know, for the first time, she hasn't, you know, traveled someplace to go play volleyball. And so she's freed up a little bit. So, you know, she's going to move forward. You know, here's a kid that we think has her priorities straight. She's, you know, going to go to college you know, do well there, I'm sure, and get a job and move on to the second phase of her life.
Yeah. And, she'll do a very good job with that. And then of course, when people think of your team, they think a lot of Caitlin Daniels. And, the first thing about Caitlin is the fact she missed the City High game, and you guys lost by 1 point. You had a chance to beat the undefeated number one team in 5A that particular night. And I know that you would have loved to have her on the floor, but the rest of the gals picked things up that particular night. So, you know, showed you can play really well with Caitlin, and then, of course, the rest of the team picking it up without her.
Well, I think we had some young kids that kind of surprised themselves, I think. And, you know, Julia Shoger, for example, our junior post player, you know, was able to, you know, have her best performance, scoring, you know, 10 that night and getting a pile of rebounds. And, you know, the one thing is that when you have a player that's special like Caitlin, sometimes, you know, the rest of the team kind of stands back and, you know, wants to, I guess, I'll just call them be cheerleaders to some extent. They stand and they kind of watch. And then sometimes she feels the pressure to, you know, try to carry the load. You know, that's quite a heavy burden to try to think you have to carry your team all by yourself. You know, she works extremely hard. She's, you know, last night she, you know, had some spectacular passes and finding people, which we really come to rely on. And I think our kids really are getting better at, you know, if I don't stand here, I think this, you know, exceptional point guard is going to be able to find. And then the more she can distribute, and she's, you know, likes to get the assist, but the more she can get everybody else contributing, it's going to make her life a little bit easier from the offensive end, because she's going to get a lot of attention. And she's always going to get the opponent's best defender. And I think sometimes that can be frustrating. I think that because you would like to be able to contribute offensively. And but when the other team, when you get a, you know, Alyssa Green, you know, a Division I kid going to UNI in your grill, and you don't see that in practice, because we don't have Alyssa Green in practice to guard Caitlin. And so it's kind of one of those things that it looks like it can come easy in a game, easy in practice. But then when you get to the game, it's not the same thing. And, you know, sometimes it takes an adjustment.
Yeah, it does. And, of course, Caitlin, you mentioned her passing, and I think that's the one thing that maybe overlooked a little bit. We saw in the Regina game, and she surprises, like you said, her teammates sometimes with just how she can get a pass from point A to point B in there. And I think that's what's going to make her a great college player at the next level. Already is a terrific player for you guys at the high school level. But I think just the bar is going to be really high, I think, for Caitlin. And she's got her decision already behind her to go to UAB, so don't have to worry about that now.
Yeah, I think that's a big relief to, you know, she had a number of offers. UAB their coach is a ex-Assumption guy, worked his way back up into the home state of Iowa, and I think he's got himself a good one. I just, you know, our job as the coaching staff is to continue to prepare her for that and work with her both from a physical standpoint in terms of playing the game but also the mental aspects of it and developing mental toughness. And that's really for all our kids, because, you know, the game is set up to where you're going to have peaks and valleys, ups and downs. You know, it's wonderful when everything is going your way and, you know, it's all, you know, smiles and giggles. But all of a sudden now it's, you know, struggle time. And what are you going to do to climb yourself up out of that valley? How can you help your team continue to be successful and not, you know, drop your chin and not feel bad and kind of lose a perspective, you know, while you're playing the game. And we're trying to get all our kids to be able to do that, especially when they're really young.
Yeah, and you have a lot of youngsters out there. And as a matter of fact, I think you dress, what, five freshmen for the varsity unit?
We got, five freshmen. We knew, they've been playing basketball for a long time. We've got, and it's interesting, you know, three play varsity, two are junior varsity kids. The three kids Bastion, Beckman, and Mater, all of them have senior brothers that play basketball, football. I think that they've kind of grown up around the sport. They work and talk, and they help each other out, so I think that's helped quite a bit. They're very competitive, and each one has a little bit different, flavor to the stew that we're trying to create. The Avery Beckman is an extremely talented offensive player. Brielle is not very big, but, you know, she's just a tough little nut that, you know, is difficult to crack, and she's fearless, and I thought played well last night. And then Mary-Kate Mater, it's just a situation where she's, you know, solid defensive player. We put her in a kind of a low post position, not very big, but communicates and works hard, and so... You know, they're going to make their mistakes, and everything that we do, you know, we have to constantly try to remind ourselves and remind the upperclassmen as well that, you know, this is all new, everything. It's, you know, language and speed of the game is probably the biggest thing, and some of the intensity of it and communication and all that kind of stuff to where you feel comfortable and your feet move at a pace that you need to play at a high level of varsity basketball. And sometimes when you're unsure, your feet slow up and you don't do the things that you need to do because you're uncertain about where maybe you're supposed to be at a certain set of circumstances. And But all that comes. That's why we have practice, and these kids are experienced. They're smart, and they will continue to learn.
Yeah, Beckman off to a terrific start, 11.5 a game. So, like I said, she knows where the bucket is.
Yes, she does. But you know, the thing about it is, she got the Barney kid, you know, put on her last night, and then she made a few baskets. And the next thing you know, now she's got Green on her. And so, you know, you're going to find, again, similar to what, you know, Caitlin has experienced, is that, you know, teams are going to play a certain way. I would not be surprised. We got Waterloo West coming up, and, you know, not this coming week, but the following week. And Tony's good at playing junk defenses and stuff. And you know, we have to decide how much practice time we want to prepare in regards to that, because I think he'll – look at the statistics and go, we got to take these two kids away, and in doing so puts a lot of pressure on the rest of your team. So then you got to practice, you know, a junk offense, or decide to try to run what we normally run and see how well it'll work, and just kind of one of those things. And then it's difficult because from the standpoint of that's probably the only time we may see that. And so it's the Mississippi Valley is brutal. It's full of really good coaches and really good athletes, and we have to take one at a time. So, you know, our goal right now is Dubuque Senior on Tuesday, and you know, we've got you know, Aubrey Jones is a junior who's, you know, we hope to be our defensive specialist. She's, you know, she's right-handed, but she's got a great left hand and can get to the basket and go fast, but she's learning, you know, exactly how to play, and we're sticking her on the other people's better offensive players. Hey, have a good night. You know, you get to play a Division I kid, and it's a challenge for her as well. So, but it's just kind of one of those things that we just keep plugging away, and hopefully we can keep our head above water in regards to, you know, what the state feels like in regards to our team, and whether or not, you know, we're considered to be one of the, you know, top teams in the state. And, you know, maybe Jeff Linder is, you know, will sign what he wrote out there in the Gazette the other day. And we kind of liked what we saw from a standpoint, because there's some really good teams. And he had us going west, and we've never gone west. So it was a little bit, I guess Grinnell is kind of west, but kind of one of those things. We'll see. It's all about just getting better. We talk about 1%. Just get better every day, 1%. That's all you need to do. And then you're getting and moving forward. And we can't go backwards. And we often tell the kids, you know, if you learn what 2 + 2 is today, it's still the same result tomorrow, and we have to add two more to it, and we can't go back and relearn what 2 + 2 is. And that's one of the things with young kids, is that you flood them with so much information that they quickly forget. And that's just, you know, short-term, long-term memory thing. And some kids learn better by watching, and some kids are all kinds of different learning styles. So
yeah, one person we got to mention is Libby Arnold, a little bit.
Libby Arnold's playing great for us.
Off to
now.
A really good start.
Yeah, absolutely. Libby was a starter for us last year, and really liked the kid a lot. Got, you know, a great hustle attitude, and you know, sometimes we've, in order to get Avery in the game, we've had to, you know, move Libby into a different position. And so she's one of the few kids that we have, along with Emily, has been learning, you know, a couple different spots. We try to keep the young kids only having to kind of learn one spot on offense or defense. But Libby's got to learn two. Emily's got to learn two. And again, Libby will battle, and, you know, she's playing extremely well for us right now. And I think her confidence is building, and she's one of the ones that plays AAU with Caitlin and recognizes that if I move and cut, and Caitlin found her a couple times last night for some great plays. And you know, so they have a little chemistry together that they kind of get an idea about what each other's like, and that's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. Got to ask you guys this today because it's fresh from yesterday, but their article in the Gazette about the shot clock. And you went on record saying you went through a game and all but two possessions were under, 35 seconds. So, I don't know.
Well, the shot clock is.
Is this on the horizon?
Well, it'll be a federation thing. I don't know if it becomes a national federation set of circumstances.
Yeah, I was not going to do it until the federation does.
Correct. And I think that's probably what will happen. I think everybody is creating a statistical analysis that says that we really don't need it. We tend to jack it up before we get to that. And I just think that, you know, realistically, if you have a closely guarded rule and it says, for example, 6 feet, that, you know, 5.5 feet, even though it's a judgment call by set of officials, and our officials do a great job in trying to monitor that, but sometimes, you know, it's at 5 feet and they're not giving a count. And if you give a count and make an offensive team have to pass or move the ball or do whatever and keep, you know, an offensive flow. I mean, I think the shot clock is there for, you know, people who like offensive basketball. You know, my concern would be, you know, I suppose you get used to it, but, you know, would you take bad shots as a result of, but I don't think that we need it, to be honest with you. I think sometimes it's difficult to find somebody to run the clock. And now you want to add another person, you know, and one more thing for officials to try to keep track of, and when to restart it, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think the only time back in the day they needed a shot clock is Ankeny Waterloo West playing in a state championship game, and they got a tip, and there's overtime, and they just hold the ball at half court for like 4 minutes, and or whatever, almost 5 minutes, and they take one shot, and then they do it again, and the other team got it, and they held it for five, and I'm sure E. Wayne Cooley was, you know, rolling up in the stands, and it didn't make for great TV, but, you know, I would have loved to have been hearing these announcers fill 5 minutes of nothing. That would have been fun to hear, but it's kind of like one of those things. Everybody's trying to fix something, and sometimes it's not really broke. So
I'd rather see the semicircle under the basket first.
Yes, absolutely.
That would make things lot easier.
Yes, I agree.
For everybody.
Yeah.
For referees out there.
Absolutely.
Talk about your staff real quick here. You got Steph Potts.
Coach Potts has been about 25 years now. You know, it's like
she's going to be with very me longer happy than you that. Mentioned
is,
that.
The only anybody's longer than that is my wife. you know, and so how you get somebody, you know, willing to, you know, help you out and do all the things she does for us. And she's very special. And her husband, Jim, is our, you know, freshman, sophomore frosh coach and runs the clock for us at home games. Caitlin and Ashley are, again, this year's our JV coaches. And, you know, both those kids were, you know, on state championship teams, and Beth Samick was on a state championship team. So we got three ex-players that are champions, and, you know, two of them are on the Wall of Fame for being All-Staters, and you just love when those kids come back. And consistency of our staff has helped us a lot. We, you know, to have to reteach, re-coach a coach so that they can coach what you want to have happen can be very difficult if you get a lot of change in staff. So we've been blessed, and you know, you can't thank them enough. You can't appreciate them enough. You know, we've had, you know, people running the clock the same. Steve Kane, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, he's been running our books for years now. And Rich Curfee, my brother-in-law, has been on the foul board for years, and they travel and watch us home and away. And I just think that it's a great family, and, you know, we try to support each other but also challenge each other to make good decisions and make sure decisions we make are thought out and not reactionary, and just kind of one of those things that it's helped us a ton.
Well, we will see you next Friday night for the doubleheader over at Linmar.
Aha, yes. Linmar's playing really well right now. And, You know, they've gained confidence as they move through. They started out learning a new system of Coach Sanderson, and next thing you know, they get an understanding about what he wants, and they've always had, you know, good basketball players, good athletes, and they're started out, and their goal is to be competitive, and now they've gone from competitive to winning, and you knew it was just a matter of time. So, again, another big challenge for us. And then again, Waterloo West, and then Iowa City West, and then City High again. And it goes on and on. You know,
Prairie Wash. Western Dubuque.
it just never stops. And everybody runs the gauntlet. So you can't really go, oh, look at our schedule, because they all have the same schedule. And it's just one of those things that you got to do your best. You got to, you know, put behind you, have a short memory, and you're not always going to be perfect, but if you can come back the next day and do what you need to do, be coachable, listen, and put it behind you, good, bad, or indifferent, and it's time to move on.
All right. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll take a break, back, and talk some Prairie Boys basketball with you here on the Coach's Corner. Stay with us. More to come right after this.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality Cedar Rapids. Clients that have been on treatment a short period of time tell me what a game changer it is, because they can't boost their testosterone on their own by changing lifestyle enough.
No, you would have to make drastic changes to get even half of the difference that we're going to make when we start treating these guys within the first month.
I think every guy should be able to afford testosterone treatment, and the fact that we accept insurance makes it within reach for every guy. To find out more in our Cedar Rapids office, go to lowtusa.com.
Winning teams have one thing in common: a great lineup you can count on to deliver. It's the same with KGYM and Smart FM. When you need solid, smart sports talk, your starting lineup on the gym class is Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And when you're looking for smart rock, Smart FM features an all-star lineup of Just John, Greg, Rick, Glenn, and Cecily. Smart sports on KGYM and smart rock on Smart FM. A solid lineup to get you through every season.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life, using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Saturday, it's the wild card round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's an AFC South matchup as the Colts and Texans meet in Houston. Then, Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys host Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. The NFL playoffs are right here.
The NFL Wild Card Playoffs is Saturday at 3 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
9:41, back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Basketball and football coming up later on for you at 3 o'clock. Iowa State in Kansas on 1600 AM, and then the NFL Wild Card game, Indianapolis taking on Houston. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, followed by Dallas and Seattle. And then on 1600 AM at 7 o'clock, it'll be UNI basketball as they host Southern Illinois. Going to talk Prairie Boys basketball. Head coach Jeremy Rickardson joining us here at the coaches show. And Prairie off last night. You got to play spectator.
Yep.
A little bit. Although you were, it was a working Friday night for you.
Yeah, I guess a little more relaxing than being on the sideline, but. We went over to Xavier to check out Cedar Falls. We play them Tuesday, and worked out since we played Thursday to be able to see them in person.
Yeah, and they were impressive last night.
They were. They're big. They're physical. They kind of got a good combination of some kids that can shoot it and size. And Iowa football's getting a good one with Campbell. That's for sure. He's an athlete and. Yeah, we'll match up with them Tuesday night.
Well, you got things started earlier than most people on Thursday night, as we had the game against Dubuque Senior, and the Rams played really well that night. Shot it well, and Noah Carter was terrific on the interior. And certainly, you know, no shame in losing to that basketball team, but the guys hung in there for the better part of the game and made a little run at the end, just kind of ran out of time a little bit.
Yeah, we started really well. I thought the second and third quarters were the difference because we finished well, as you said. Noah Carter's good. We just had those lapses kind of on both ends of the floor, the offensive end, the defensive end. And against a team like that, you know, they were preseason number one for a reason. That they're going to make you pay if you have those lapses, and we just had too many to overcome.
Yeah, you did, and they did a good job in the interior, and they did a good job of finding Noah Carter. And I don't care if it's, you know, 6'9 guys or 6'2 guys, when he gets the ball down there on the block with a guy on his hip, he's going to score.
Yeah, he can score from both sides of the basket using both hands. And many times, if he doesn't score, he's pretty good at drawing the foul too. So we knew that. We tried to guard him a couple different ways, a couple different people, and you know, it like as you said, it almost doesn't matter because he's got skills to counter those things, and he's got guys on his team that can get him the ball. So
you guys were the last remaining undefeated team up to that point, so that was a nice feather in your cap.
Yeah, especially in our conference. I mean, we say it every year. The MVC, I think, is loaded again, and to be the last undefeated team in the conference was something. You know, wasn't something that we talked a lot about, but certainly a step in the right direction for our program.
Yeah, it is, and still a lot of things out there within reach. You're still tied for the division lead with Cedar Falls and Dubuque Senior, mm-hmm. so still have that going for you.
Yeah, and that makes Tuesday night even that much bigger. Hopefully our guys will respond from the loss from Thursday night and be motivated to bounce back against, you know, another division rival that has just one loss too. And, you know, one of my coaching friend, Coach Wagemaster, made the point that, you know, it's been a while since Prairie has kind of had that target on their back, and I'm glad that we've put ourselves in that position, but our kids haven't been there. So hopefully, you know, that's a good thing, but now we need to respond and come out and play well Tuesday night.
Yeah, and it's a tough week next week, too. Three road games. You guys go in different directions, including the return trip to Chicago on Saturday. That'll be an early rising day.
It will. So Cedar Falls Tuesday. Friday we go to Hempstead. We kind of made the decision that, you know, we're going to get a charter. We're going to stay in Dubuque Friday night after the game, and then get up early or Saturday morning and head into Lane Tech because that's an early start. Sophomores play at 1 and varsity at 2:30 on Saturday in Chicago. So it'll be a busy week, long week, but hopefully we'll have some fun there too.
Yeah, and you had a chance to play them last year at your place, and I know that it's a fun little deal, and who knows, maybe it'll continue. We'll see.
Yeah, I'd like to. I met Coach Legalbo at Snow Valley basketball camp, and we kind of struck up a conversation. They were looking for a game, and we were, and it worked out, and we got them when they came here last year. I follow them on Twitter, so I know they're off to a good start. They play a lot more games than we have. I think they're something like 11-4, and they won their holiday tournament, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
Yeah, but first things first with Cedar Falls coming up on Tuesday, and that's a team that is sort of similar to Senior. Senior's got a little bit of height, and obviously Cedar Falls has got some height, but you guys have height this year too.
Yeah, I think you know, as far as height and size, Cedar Falls is one that can match us. You know, we go 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", and they've got about the same. And their guards are 6 foot or 6'1", 6'2", as well. So we match up. It'll just be a matter of, you know, if we bring the intensity and can we match them physically.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are long, too, this year. And it helps that Keegan and Chris grew about a couple more inches over the offseason, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got Keegan at 6'8", and Chris at 6'7". And I don't know what their wingspan is. Kenyon could tell you, but, you know, They use their length well. Chris is right up there in the state leaders in blocks, and when you have kids like that are that talented, I think a lot of times you take them for granted, and I'm guilty of it. You know, what they've done and what they do is amazing. The work that they've put in, Keegan for sure has a shot to be a 50, 40, 90 guy, 50% from the field, 40% from three, 90 from free throw, which is very rare. And you know, if Keegan gets his free throw percentage, or I'm sorry, Chris gets his free throw percentage up, he'd be right there too. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that, it's like I said, it's easy to take for granted, but it's pretty special.
Well, and they have a special, obviously, they've got a good base with Kenyon. And but you could see the progression that they have made over the last couple of years, even to this year. Mm-hmm. Yes, they've grown, but the games have grown too. Playing better defense, I think, on the interior this year. Playing a little bit more inside. Used to be when they were sophomores, they were just shooting threes.
Yep.
So their basketball IQ has picked up.
Absolutely. And that's something that we, you know, tried to do as a staff is, you know, in the off season we work with them on taking the ball to the hole, pull up game, mid range game, and also finishing at the hole. You know, they both are able to dunk with ease. Keegan had a nice dunk in traffic in our North Scott game. Chris has had quite a few. So they've certainly diversified their game. You mentioned the defensive side, and I think that's probably what's helped us the most is their improvement on the defensive end. They almost always get the other team's best offensive player. So, yeah, I mean, that's why they're starting to get Division I interest, and, you know, things will work out for them.
Yeah, and they kind of – seems like their games play off one another too. The other night, Chris got into some foul trouble, but there was Keegan to pick up as far as the scoring is concerned.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They do feed off of each other. They can kind of recognize if one's struggling a little bit, the other one might step up a little bit more. It happened in the Kennedy game. I think Chris had over 20 and Keegan only had three, but Keegan was doing all of the other little things. You know, so even if they're not scoring, they both know that that can affect their overall game, and they do a good job of that.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that's helped you guys this year as well is you got a deep team. You can go 8, 9, even 10 deep. And a lot of it depends on matchups. I think you try to get your bigs, I think, in a little bit more against Dubuque Senior the other night. But I know you can put that second five in.
Yeah, we have an interesting mix. You know, our starting lineup is four seniors, and then we start a freshman, Gabe Burkle, and he's been doing a great job as well and coming along each game. But then, you know, if we were going to put in the next five, they'd be all five juniors. So just kind of a nice mix, interesting mix. Still learning kind of different rotations and playing together, but we're confident in all of those guys that we would put in there.
And they got some height too.
Yeah. Yeah. With Max Lampe, you know, 6'7", Garrett Pintock at 6'5". Caleb Miller's only 6'1", but he plays bigger than that. And he's given us some great minutes. John Mullins is in that group, that second five group, and probably Johnny Jones, who can shoot the ball.
Yeah, for a lefty.
Yeah, nice lefty stroke.
They really come in and help things out. And you mentioned Gabe a little bit, Gabe Burkle, and we were talking about this the other night during the basketball game that seems like every game, like you said, he's picked it up. Mm-hmm. And like Coach Lilly talked about, it is not easy to go from playing middle school ball to playing varsity basketball. And you don't see many people do it. You see even less bigs do it, like Gabe is, but he's really picking it up.
Yeah, you know, and that's a testament to Gabe. He's mature for his age, and he's put in a lot of work with you know, his post work, his post footwork. I said it, you said it. He just continues to get more confident with each passing day, and obviously we hope that continues, and you know, he'll be able to contribute and give us more and more points and rebounds there.
Yeah, and another guy I think has really helped out this year and has picked up his game is Harrison Cook inside. And no, Harrison, first love is baseball.
Yep.
He's going to be going to Kentucky to pitch for them. But like I said, the basketball has really, really come this year.
Yeah, and his game comes from his energy, you know, the approach that he takes to the game. Coach Murray used him as an example before Christmas with the rest of our kids, just about, you know, he approaches competition with a Division I attitude. He's a Division I baseball player, and he kind of he takes that approach to basketball. You know, he might not have the the basketball skill to play at Division One level, but that doesn't matter. His approach to the game, he comes to work every day. He works hard in every drill, gives it everything he's got. He's a competitor. So, yeah, I agree. He's been really good for us this year.
Yeah, and then, of course, Logan Berg stepping into the point guard position. Got a lot of playing time last year, mm-hmm. but he's the guy this year and loves to get in the lane, loves to distribute. You know, not a three-point guy, but mm-hmm. He's one that gets to the basket.
Yep, he's done a great job moving from mostly the two guard last year into the point guard this year, taking over for Griff Clark, and he's the engine that makes us go. And he's a good one to have to do that because he's got a good motor, plays good defense. As you said, he's not primarily looking to score, but he likes to distribute. And, you know, he's tough. When he does get to the basket, he's pretty good at finishing. So, we've leaned heavily on Logan there at the point guard.
Right. And like I said, he's had a chance to kind of sit back and learn a little bit from the Clarks over the last few years.
Yep. String there with Griff and Cal. Yep, he did.
And it's certainly helping things out as far as this year's team is concerned. And this league this year is, and we've said it every year. I mean, and I think Noah Carter said it after the game the other mm-hmm. night. It's the best league in the state of Iowa. And I can't remember it being this good from top to bottom. There may not be that top team mm-hmm. that everyone looks at, like Iowa City West 3 or 4 years yep. ago, but you have to prepare each night for just a dogfight.
Yeah. I was looking through scores this morning, and then I kind of went back and looked through some more because I started thinking almost every night, Tuesday, Friday, you look at our scores from our conference, every game is decided by 10 points or less. You know, you might have one or two each of those nights that's maybe a blowout or, you know, 15, 20 points, but almost every game is – it's a 10-point game one way or the other. And, you know, that's 3 to 5 possessions every game that kind of decide the outcome. So, yeah, if you don't bring it, any team can beat you 1 through 16.
And I don't know if, you know, Rocky had nothing to do with it. It's scheduling like we talked about, but you have 6 of the next 7 on the road.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how that happens, but, you know, Like Coach Lilly said, this has been in the books for a couple, 2, 3, 4, 5 years probably. So we just play them as they come. And I just saw a tweet yesterday, you know, the great teams win on the road, at home, doesn't matter. They just come to play. So hopefully that can be us.
And I know you got to be happy with the total program. You got a lot of participation, a lot of numbers out. You got a nice sophomore group that you have this year with some freshmen on it. So you got to be happy with the total program.
Yeah, we've still got 23 on the varsity. 14 of those guys are seniors, which I think is kind of rare. The sophomores are at about the same numbers. Coach Kempel and Coach Gast have done a great job. They're sitting at 4-4. You know, those are both Linmar guys, but I think we got them converted to Prairie.
Yeah, Gast and Gast, the Linmar Prairie.
That's
game.
Right.
Father and son head to head.
Yep, Linmar got that one, but I'm sure Jason heard about that at Christmas, but on the freshman level, you know, Coach Sean Martin, Blaine Hildenkamp, Jim Walter helps them. Those guys are a combined 13-2. They're in action actually right now against Cedar Falls. So, yeah, the program is solid and happy with the numbers, happy with the coaching staff. You know, we've got something to look forward to.
Right, and then of course we mentioned Kenyon on the varsity staff helping you out.
Yep. Every coach probably says it, but I couldn't do better than Kenyon and Austin Fisher, who volunteers his time. We couldn't do what we do without Coach Fisher, and Kenyon's insight and the things that he brings to the table has been invaluable. So very, very lucky there with my coaching staff.
Yep. And I think that you're seeing it as well with the girls program and your program. You know, Prairie basketball has a very good tradition. Mm-hmm. And I think people are getting excited about it around the community again.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. Our crowds have been great. You know, and that winning kind of brings people in. So hopefully the girls program has been winning, and we have. Hopefully we can keep that going, and we appreciate it when we see the fans, the stands full.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll make the trips here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, right. I don't know how many will make it to Chicago, but
right,
we'll see.
That might be a little bit of a stretch, but yep. At least get to Cedar Falls.
Exactly.
Coming up on Tuesday night is that'll be a big one. They're all big ones at this point, though.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, as I said, having Cedar Falls right after a loss to Dubuque Senior is, you know, on one hand you might think, gosh, here we go again, but on the other hand, okay, how are we going to respond? Another tough test, and I'm excited to see how our guys respond.
Yep, and that'll be coming up on Tuesday night. And Jeremy, appreciate it, and we will talk to you down the road, see you down the road, and keep up the great work at Prairie.
Thanks.
All right, that's going to wrap things up here for the Coach's Corner, and have a great weekend out there. For our guest, Scott Unash, saying so long on KGYM.
Car guys know not all motor oils are created equal, because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
This is the first of a series of original podcasts under a Levitard and Friends umbrella. The idea of this, have honest conversations with interesting people in entertainment and music and comedy. I want you to know a little more about Jemele Hill so you understand who this person is that I've respected for a long time.
I knew that the conversation...